One thing I'm always telling students is that there are lots of creatures inside those animals and plants and on the outside. They're often too small and harder to study. So people, we don't know what they do. And so can I tell you stories about what I do? So,
Yeah.
I have a friend, a Polish colleague, and he's interested in mice in forests. After forest fires, mouse populations really get way, way larger. And that may slow forest regeneration because mice eat seeds. And he and other people have seen this, but they don't know why. So he asked me to help him do some parasitology.
Okay.
And he and I and a grad student here, Jonathan Vaughn, looked at parasites in mice without fires and after fires out in Montana. And it turns out that after fires, there are far fewer fleas on the mice. No one's ever looked before, so no one's ever seen that. And so it's this totally new thing that, well, what are people missing? They don't look at these creatures. And so now we have found that fires affect flea abundance on mice. You know, if mice aren't scratching all the time and distracted with the fleas, they might forage more efficiently or avoid predators better. I think the kinds of things people miss is all these connections, right? People are interested in forests and probably would never guess that maybe fleas on mice might have a big effect on what we see, right, when we look at a landscape.
Now, is this something that people haven't looked at before? You know, is this sort of a blind spot that scientists haven't taken into account or –
I would say, yeah. People are interested in forests and forest regeneration. My friend just happened to say, well, no one's really looked at parasites and the seed eaters. And so he and one of his colleagues just sort of thought it up. And then they kind of needed me, right? Someone who could dissect animals. And Jonathan did a lot of that too. But I would say it's just something people have not thought of before.
And is there any sort of barriers to it? I mean, you know, you said that people, when you first thought of it, people think it might be icky, just the ick factor. And also, you were saying that as a undergrad, you didn't take parasitology, right?
Oh, yeah, I can relate. I mean, one reason people might not study parasites is they're creepy. You know, I say this in my parasitology class all the time, but I started out that way. When I was an undergraduate at University of Iowa, I saw a flyer for the class, you know, parasitology, and I thought, oh, man, who would ever spend their time doing that? So, yeah. So I think part of the reason parasites aren't studied a lot is they're a little creepy. I think that's changing some, though. Lots of ecologists and evolutionary biologists are starting to get interested in them. But it's still extra work to do it.
Is there something that people are missing in their understanding of the natural world that they don't, you know, they don't know about parasites? Is that something that they're lacking in their overall understanding?
Well, I think so. I mean, not knowing something about parasites, I think, gives people this very limited view of what diversity is like, what life on Earth is like. And, you know, you could make some estimates and guess that most species on Earth are parasitic. Think about something we call free living, like you or me or a tiger, right? Those things we see on Discovery Channel. Every one of those species is infected by two or dozens of different parasitic species, right? So if you do the math, sort of like on the back of a napkin, most organisms on the planet are parasitic things. So from a basic biological diversity sort of standpoint, if you want to understand ecology, if you want to understand evolution, if most of life is parasitic, you should know something about it, right? And one thing I try to emphasize to students in Illinois is that even though it's not the case for us here, most people on Earth are infected with parasitic things like, you know, 7-inch-long worms in their intestines or single-celled things swimming through their bloodstream. There are some estimates that 3/4 or 5/6 of people on Earth have some parasitic organism in them. And the last that we've sort of alluded to once or twice here is that even if like the basic biology or the health implications of parasites don't turn you on, they are super creepy, right? And minimally, you know, these animals provide awesome party conversation.
I was going to say, so what a lot of people would think of the weakness, that they're kind of creepy, that's also kind of one of the reasons why people might like them.
Yeah, the creepiness, I think we all sort of have this innate feeling of disgust. But I think once you get past that, people are really sort of attracted to it, right? Sort of like our relationship we have with horror movies, right? No one really wants to get hurt or scared, but we really kind of like to watch that on screens. And I think that of all the classes I teach, parasitology is one of the easiest just because people can't stop listening or they cannot stop looking when I'm saying, okay, and there's this one worm and the juveniles crawl across your eyeball and the stories just never stop.